What's this like with all these additions? I mean, maybe you have back at Carolina or whatever, but certainly never here. What's this week been like?
Well, I've had a lot of experience, all right, with two expansion teams, all right, of guys coming in late and having to get them ready. You know, it's what you do is again, if you feel you've got a chance to upgrade the roster, okay, I think you have to do it. You know, we've gotten a couple experienced guys that have, you know, played a number of snaps of football. And so normally when you make a change, okay, you go to a different organization, you relate everything to what you've been used to doing. But I think that the guys that we have so far, they've done a good job, and you're obviously giving them a crash course and trying to figure out how much they can handle and what they can do, you know, in game situations. And so, you know, that's always a challenge. And then you sit down at the end of the week and take a look at the things that you feel that they have the capability of doing.
Years, I remember you brought in Julius, some of the draft picks, trying to project how guys would fit in your defense. With the experience that Ahmad and Quinn both have with Vic's defense, I mean, does that streamline anything for you guys in terms of them being, you know, kind of transitioning into what you do?
You know, I think there's probably a lot of carryover, you know, I mean, some similar terminology. You know, the positions they've played, you know, I mean, so it's pretty easy to look at them and on tape and then project how they would fit into the things we'd ask them to do.
Now, does having a guy like Brooks, who's accomplished a lot and experienced, does that take some of the pressure off of maybe Clay or Nick to have to be the guys that get all the pressure on the quarterback and do all the stuff you ask those guys to do?
Well, you know, I think what it does is it gives us another option. I mean, you watched this last year. You know, we had a rotation and you know, four guys that played a lot. You know, two of those guys aren't with us any longer. You know, I think the addition of Ahmad, he's an experienced guy that we feel can rush the passer. And you know, he gives you another guy with experience that's had production, and he's, you know, he's played at a high level on a very good defense.
Dom, Chris Odom. I don't know much about him. What do you see his role, kind of player is he?
You know, he was a guy that we brought in prior to the draft. You know, we liked what we saw in terms of the size and, you know, how he might fit into what we do on defense. And then, of course, when he became available, you know, Chris gives us another, a bigger guy, you know, to play more of the elephant position. You know, I think that, you know, we lost a couple of those guys that had more size. I mean, last year, you know, we had kind of out of our group, we had three size guys. So I think it brings size to the position, and I think a physical element. So, again, you know, Chris is taking a crash course here in terms of, you know, the things that he will know. And I think, you know, that will increase each and every week as we go along.
He probably has more of a, I guess, road to hoe than like Brooks or Dial.
Well, there's a difference, you know, when a guy hasn't played in the league as opposed to a guy that's played a number of years in the league. You know, both those guys you mentioned, you know, Brooks and Dial, they've played a number of years. They understand, you know, the importance of getting ready, you know, each week and being ready to go because they've had to do it.
Demaryius Randle can do this season now that the groin stuff is finally behind him and he's healthy?
I think he's had a good preseason and a good camp, so I think he's off to a good start. I think he's excited about Sunday. We've worked him both inside and outside, and I think he's done a good job both places. It'll be fun to watch him play on Sunday because, you know, he certainly has the physical tools, I think, to go out and do the things we want him to do.
With him and Rollins, do they bring different elements to that slot position when they're in there, or do they play it similarly?
They're different styles, you know, but I think both of them are very capable. So I think we have a number of guys that, you know, can play, you know, to the inside position. So, you know, you'll see different combinations. You know, we've talked before about you can't ever have enough of those kind of guys, and we try through preseason to train them as much as we can in, you know, in two or three different spots.
Is that kind of why you kept Lindsey Pipkins? Did you feel like he could be a slot guy as well?
You know, young guy with ability. And, again, I don't know if you can ever have enough of those guys. I mean, we've been through it where you see where you can get real thin in a hurry. And in this, the way the league is now, I don't know if you can have enough cover guys, because you've got more receivers and more good athletes, you know, athletic tight ends, you know, like we're seeing this week with Graham, you know, very athletic running backs. So you have to have the same kind of athletes, you know, matching up with them on defense.
You see him as a potential slot guy?
That's where he played. That's where he primarily played, you know, through the preseason, yes.
What kind of challenges Graham present? And I guess the follow-up to that would be, you've done pretty well against him in the last couple of matchups. What have you done there?
Well, he's a rare guy, you know, I mean, in terms of his size and ability to catch the ball. And, you know, he really does a good job going vertical. And because he can run, you know, for a guy his size, and has the athletic ability to make all the catches. So, yes, he's one of those matchup guys as a tight end. They split him out a lot. You know, he'll be in a wide receiver position a lot and move him around. So, you know, guys like that create a challenge.
Hey, Don, when you're watching film of, say, an opposing offense and prepping for them, do you look at the defense, like, do you pay attention to, you know, who are kind of the upper echelon at a certain position? Do you pay attention to that sort of thing?
Very much so.
Okay, so, you know, Earl Thomas is among kind of the gold standard safeties. You coached a lot of very good safeties throughout your time. Where do you think Ha-Ha is trending toward right now at that position?
Well, I think obviously he took a big step from year one to year two. And, you know, I anticipate him taking another step this year. You know, just experience. Experience is a big factor at that position, I think, because you relate things to what you've seen before. And so, you know, I think he's settled in there. I think, you know, he gives us good leadership. You know, he holds himself to a high standard. And those kind of guys that are probably more critical of themselves than anybody else, they normally improve, you know, because he's got a high standard for his play.
You know, I know it was only a preseason game, but he had that play in Washington where he not only jumped the route, but, like, was so far ahead of it that he actually overran it and reached back. I mean,
right.
Is that an area where you've seen his recognition and intellect take a big jump in terms of using his instincts?
Yeah, I think that's a good example. You know, the anticipation. Sometimes, you know, the speed factor and all those things, but some certain guys, all right, they'll steady tape, they'll know off of splits or formations, have certain tips, and then it kicks in, all right, when they see it. But on that play, he actually read the play so quick that he overran the ball, or he would have, you know, would have intercepted it.
Were the two Woodsons you coached, Charles and Rod, were they the best that you ever saw at picking stuff up off of film and putting?
Yeah, I mean, they were both Defensive Player of the Year, and both are going to be in the Hall of Fame, you know. So those are the kind of guys. I mean, those, you don't do what they did without great instincts and great knowledge, anticipation, all those things to have the kind of production, you know, because it all goes together, you know, in terms of creating the package of what you have. You know, I mean, there's a lot of great athletes that don't make nearly as many plays as guys that, you know, have those instincts and they can take it to the game on Sunday.
Could you do what you do with Morgan if Pa wasn't a really good player? I mean, not just a pretty decent starter, but an upper echelon guy. Could you have that freedom with Burnett?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Morgan, we probably asked as much of Morgan in our defense as anybody on the defense, and he handles it. You have great confidence in Morgan, you know. I mean, he's one of our most coachable guys. You know, he's been around here for a long time. He gets it. He understands the concepts, and he's, you know, Morgan's really valuable to us. And we've got, you know, the younger safeties now that, you know, both Marwin and Kendra Bice, you know, have a year experience under the belt. This time last year, you know, they were undrafted rookies, and so now they're veterans going into this season.